Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Jill. Good morning, everyone. What do you got for me, Jill?
Yeah, Kim's got a lot going on, and as our listeners know, a lot of times we'll have a conversation beforehand and have the message like emerges from that. She's got so much going on. So I was like, hey, Kim, how about we just hit record and I'll ask you a question? She was like, oh.
I was like, oh no, what are you going to ask me? Oh no.
Oh. I want to know. I want to know for me and for all of our listeners, Kim, how do you keep playing with energy even when things are like crazy wild?
Like now, yes.
Like, no. Kim's day, Kim yesterday, your day yesterday, your day today, it's you're straight up in wildness right now. You have long days, you have a lot going on. You're in a way you can't really catch up. I'm going to air quote, can't catch up. That's how, like, okay. And yet you're still laughing and you're doing stuff. And I'm like, we got to share that. You got to share this with us, Kim. How do you do it?
Very, very good question. So I will like actually go inside and judge myself. I get the negative thoughts just like everybody else does. I get the I don't have enough time in the day. And what I have learned to do is like almost right away in my head, catch that thought before it starts running away. And you're like, no, Kip, you asked for this. You chose this. You like what you're doing. And I was like, oh yeah, I do. I really do. And then I like laugh at myself. I actually do laugh at myself a lot in my head and like almost slap myself upside the head. And I've been doing this for quite a while now that it just happens very quickly. Like I don't think about it. It just goes into that mode. And if I don't stop it, it's like that subconscious where you can get yourself very much involved and you're like, oh my gosh, things aren't going right. Then this is happening. Then this is happening. And it's like the more we're say consciously aware of the stuff that's happening around us, the more almost like it's hitting our face. And I'm laughing because spirit guides are reminding me of a time that they had said that they would literally hit you upside the head or that your guides would literally trip you. And those are signs throughout the day. Like, what are you doing? So if all of a sudden I bump my head on something, that's like grounding me, bringing me back into reality. Like, where's your head going? We're gonna put you right back here. So recognizing all those little weird things that all of a sudden happen, and then taking deep breaths, stopping and like, oh, okay, just take a deep breath. Oh, and like, okay, I got this. What? And then it's really just asking, what is the most important right now? And trusting in the timing. That was probably the hardest thing that I had to do is trust in the timing, that everything will happen in the time that it's supposed to. It may not be in the time that I think as a human and as society has portrayed on us or projected onto us. I have learned to just say, okay, it's not happening in this moment. I have to walk away. And then it'll happen like when it's supposed to. I've learned to really just trust that.
Well, that's so huge, the trusting and the timing. But what is really standing out to me, Kim, is that when you catch that thought before it runs away, or catch that emotion for some people before it runs away or grows huge, doing that is what allows you the time, the space in your experience to trust the timing. If you had let the thought run away or the emotion get huge, you could trust is not even on the table. How can you trust the timing when you're all caught up, right? You're all caught up now in, like, to me, what I saw with the, when, if you don't catch the thought as you did it, as you said it, is I just saw you getting caught in like a web, you know? I just had a very strong visual because it's just like grows bigger and bigger and it's this and I can't do that and this isn't going to happen and this isn't, it just spins this web that just traps you. And well, would you experience trust in that situation? Heck no.
No, right?
So that little moment is so powerful, that little moment of catch that thought before it runs away. And then you built on that. You built and created what you wanted. Even nothing else changed in your life. You're just not stuck in this horrible web or spinning this terrible story or getting overwhelmed by emotion. You're with what is. And then you allowed yourself that next kind of next level, which is, oh, okay, I'm going to trust the timing. I'm going to choose to trust the timing, which is, I can see how that was challenging, but holy moly, you gave yourself that gift.
Yeah, and I will admit, I do get caught up in all of that every single day.
You do but or don't?
I do. Like
you do.
As in, yeah, it happens. We are human. So it is, you have to catch it right away. And if you don't, the universe around you is going to make you see it. And sometimes it takes like a little bit harder hits for people to get it. And I finally realized at one point, I don't need to get hit as hard anymore. Like, stop it, Kim. What are you doing? So
yeah, it is a practice, and it's that asking for a gentler guidance, if you will. But you get the gentler guidance when you participate, like you said, Kim. You also got to be open and willing to see it sooner. Yeah, I think the thing that I'd like to share yet is that, you know, people see like maybe spiritual teachers or more evolved people or, you know, some gurus, whatever you want to call someone who's along the path who seems to be able to stay calm and centered all the time. And we get this idea like they're superhuman. They have something we don't have. What they have, Kim, is what you're describing. They just have a super high level mastery over that human experience. They're still having things.
Yeah.
Thoughts come up. They're still having emotions. They just mastered this to an nth degree. Like it just looks like they're not even having it happen. Oh, they are. They're just, you know, maybe, you know, beyond a PhD level of it, if you want to put it in a school hierarchy. Like, they're just super far along. And I don't know where you are in it, Kim, but I'm super impressed by you. So you're pretty high up there in my observations.
Well, thank you.
You taught yourself it, and you've been doing it for a long time. And, yeah, you deserve the credit.
You're making me yawn. Wow. And if anybody doesn't know, when it comes to timing, I have to laugh at this. We trust the timing. It is on our time right now, 8:26. Okay. 8:26 is my birthday. And so it's funny, whenever I see 8:26, I got a clock. Like it used to be a lot more. Now it's kind of random. It's random, hit or miss if I actually see it. That's always my sign that I am in my alignment. I'm part of my soul. Like I'm doing, you could say I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. That's kind of when the numbers come through, like your birthday, it's like your soul is like, yeah, like keep going, like explore that path a little bit more. You're on the right track.
That's fun. Fun feedback from the universe for you and for us. Yeah. Well, catch that thought before it runs away. That's great advice.
Thank you, Jill. That was a good question. Very good question for everybody.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for answering it. Thank you for your willingness to play all the time, Kim. That's fun. All right. Until next time.